invading your home.
Right here.
Yes, on music like this. Mighty Octopus really jumped into the, took the reins there off the top. Good job, kiddo. Oh yeah, let me turn this microphone, these headphones up. Yeah, now I can hear it. Now there's a sound system in my brain. A sound system in my skull. Yeah. Ladies and gents, mashing up the styles here, as we like to do on Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth on Local 107.3 FM. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, coming to you live, large, and in charge from the port city of St. John, New Brunswick. That's right, every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., we rebroadcast Saturdays 1 to 3 in the afternoon for your Saturday afternoon pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that's right. And hopefully, if you check your local listings or at your local programming director, at your local community or campus radio station, you can have these here Reggae Matic hit sounds waking and baking you every, well, whatever time they put them on the air. But you catch them here right out of the port city. Massives, large. That's right. Tuesday, Thursdays, 8 to 9 a.m. Oh, and what did we start with today, boys and girls? Yes, that's right. Well, we finished the first half of the show on a little Brooklyn rock steady trip. And we're going to continue that shortly. But I'll say more about that shortly as well. We started the show out, however, with the good lady Trisha and her Supersonics. Or the Miss Jamaica meets the Scottalites, as you may prefer to call them. That was a CD that I meant to bring along there when we did our Scottalites and Chris Murray and Slack special there last week, and kept forgetting it at home, unfortunately, but that's another one of those King Bravo Select Ska Authentic out of his Ska Authentic studio in Jersey. That's right, working with the Scatolites. Yeah, that's right. And but what we had on that one was a little bit of a different trip, ladies and gents. An aggregate of musicians, of Scatolites, of toasters, of a bunch of kids. You got Mr. Lloyd Brevett on bass there, though. First and foremost, lots of other good kids in there. And you have this Trisha Grant, an actual Miss Jamaica. Yeah, that's right, reaching back into the old Jimmy Cliff tune there and pulling out a real bona fide Miss Jamaica. That's right, popping that behind the microphone. Doing her best Doreen Schaefer impression, and Doreen actually does some backup vocals on that as well, so that's pretty cool too. But really neat production on those Ska Authentic CDs. Like I was probably saying last week, I've got two of them, and I know there's one or maybe even two more, and I'd like to pick them up because it's your old-timey Ska something, ladies and gentlemen, but mixed up with a real dub-wise kind of style. And you heard it there on that first track, I Shall Not Remove, with the full dropout, the full dub dropout coming in, just the vocals cooking along. Lots of nice little bits of echo on the pianos, just like you hear it on my voice. And, lots of a real cool dub approach to the production. Anyways, I'm not feeling quite that articulate. I didn't buy any coffee filters, so I just made coffee here at work when I got here, so I had a couple sips. So maybe I'll wake up a little more by the end of the show, but... But that doesn't mean we can't have a little knees up, sweaty fun time with some ska music. That's right, kids. So yeah, so we're listening to Trisha and the Supersonics. You had there with that like sort of dub-wise ska kind of version sound, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, getting there, getting in your heads. We followed that up with more of that. With Going Home on the Morning Train, again, nice little echo fest going on in the drums with the cool little drum licks going on anyways, mimicking the kind of train sound. All the first three tracks are all Trisha and the Supersonics off the Ska Authentic record there. And lastly there, Mr. Ska Macaw Sterling, named after, of course, Chief Alto Saxophonist Mr. Lester Sterling, and who plays on these sessions. And instrumental version of Going Home on the Morning Train. Really highly recommend those, all those Ska Authentic CDs. They used to come out on Moon Records. There's just a couple of them, and if you can get your hands on them, they're a real treat. They're a real chill, kind of laid-back kind of thing, and you'll be tapping your toes, but they still keep things in the pocket and real relaxo style. So highly recommend King Bravo's Ska Authentic Dub Ska series, ladies and gents. And speaking of mashing up the genres, and especially speaking of mashing up the genres in the Big Apple, boys and girls, that's right, we were talking about Brooklyn Rock Steady last week. Yeah, that's right, because I picked this collection up there back in Quebec at the old Owl's Head Festival. And this Brooklyn Rocksteady soundtrack, for some reason I thought that was, I meant figuratively, boys and girls, figuratively, the soundtrack portion, but it's not, it's an actual movie. There's a really great hour-long documentary, and it sort of picks up from... It sort of skirts through the roots of Ska and Moon Records and all that jazz happened in New York, and then it sort of like veers off into Slacker and Virgin City kind of town, and then it veers off again into the present day with this really cool new crop of young reggae-matic hit sound makers, ladies and gents, coming out of the boroughs to you, to me, to all of us, and we are all very lucky to have these cool new talents coming upon the scene. So what we're going to hear now is three cuts from this new kind of crop of musicians. I'm used to picking up these New York collections, and you expect it to be a lot of the old-timers, because, of course, those guys really bring the rhythm. You got all your Virgin City kids, you got your Rocker Tees, you got your Slackers, you got all your All-Stars and things. But these guys are the new Young Lions, man. They're the ones coming up from right behind you. So we're going to hear them right now. We're going to hear a track from Matty Ruthless in this set. We're going to hear a real cool track from the Fourth Rights. But starting things out, this is the Frighteners. Oh, and what a voice, ladies and gents. Yes, that's right. Get right behind this one and get ready to ride that train, ladies and gents. This is the Fourth Rights with And I Wouldn't Tell You This on Local 107.3 FM CFMH. Music like dirt for your money's worth. Push.
lightning and thunder. On that day when the man comes, there is a rattling chain on the gates of heaven. There is a rattling chain on the gates. This day of life is not to take lightly. On that day when the man comes, yes, on that day, on that day when the man comes. So listen, my brother, and listen, my sister. You surely must know the fruit that you reap are the seeds that you sow. Yes, the fruit that you reap are the seeds that you sow. It will be brimstone, lightning, lightning and thunder. On that day when the man.
Just Mommy, I- never stop talking about we. Talking about the naughty dreadlocks, only make her free.
She's in love with Irastaman. But to her mommy and daddy, it's just like style and fashion.
Oh boy, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, who likes rock steady reggae-matic music? There's something so fine, so fine and so divine about that rhythm. That rock steady rhythm, kids. Here's the thing, man, and this is like one of these things. If you heard this show before, you know that this is kind of part of the job. Jamaican music, kids, is as diverse as any other kind of music, and it is not something that just goes in one little easy jamming box, kids. Yeah, that's right. Lots of people think Jamaican music is one thing, and that everything else that isn't that one thing is just a little, you know, just a little smidge off of that one thing. And I guess that, in a sense, that's true of any kind of culture's music or whatever, but... But still, that does a great disservice to the diversity and the variety. And, you know, like, people listen to Jamaican music and they think it's just like, oh, it's like, you know, and it's like faster or shorter or slower versions of that. And I, oh, man, couldn't be more mistaken. Couldn't be more mistaken. I mean, that's about the same as saying that, like, oh, all rock and roll is just like and faster and slower versions of that, and country music is all like faster, slower versions of that. Like, so ignorance, boys and girls, it's ignorance. It's the god's hated ignorance, and it just ain't right. And especially in the case of the Jamaican sounds, kids, it's all in the rhythms and the diversity of the rhythms and the way the push and the shove and the give and the take and the to and the fro and the shuffling around and the rocking and the steady. And boys and girls, if you aren't already thinking about the good act of love, then what the hell is wrong with all y'all out there? Yes, that's right. And that's the thing with the Jamaican music anyways, kids. It's all about the push and the shove and the to and the fro. And how heavy are you going to rock this boat, you know? And one of the things I really like about the rocksteady kind of sound in particular, I really like the way the rocksteady sound rocks the boat. Rocks this boat, kids. Yes, that's right. And it is such a sweet... A sweet and innocent... sort of rhythm, so easy breezy, so cool, so light, but at the same time, it is so heavy, and so bottom, and so slutty, and so sleazy and slinky, and just really moves right from the guts, kids, and really comes out of those hips, kids. Yes, that's right, and it moves you, kids. And that's a beautiful thing, rocksteady music, and it's something that ska doesn't capture for all of its magical rhythm. Machine mechanics, and it's something that Roots doesn't capture for all of its dread Russ rhythms. And it's something that, it's something very unique to that rocksteady sound, boys and girls. And this Mad Boss DJ is a big fan. And I start throwing around tracks like that last set, and I just start sort of hopping around in the booth here with a big dumb smile on my face, and the hips are just cooking, kids. And it's just a real good time. So really, you gotta, I encourage y'all. Rocksteady was a very brief, but boys, oh boys, beautifully unique period in Jamaican music there, right at the end of the 60s. That early reggae, rocksteady sound, kids. So I can't say enough about that. Yes, too much I like, I have to say. And so we heard a couple of tracks in that idiom. We started out in New York City, and there's a great documentary, the Brooklyn Rocksteady documentary, and we heard a couple cuts from the soundtrack there, and I highly recommend finding that. It's on YouTube. Just type in Brooklyn Rocksteady. It's about 58 minutes long, and it's well worth watching. And by the end of it, you get onto all these young cats, you know, who are doing their own thing, and there's quite a good land, kids. There's a house rock and a diverse scene of young lions in New York City playing and DJing rocksteady reggae-matic music, and they're all about the spirit of 68. That's the thing that those kids are all on about. You know, they're okay with the ska, and they're okay with the dub, and they like all that stuff and the blue beat, but this crew is set on 68, and that is a pretty sweet sound in my mind, so I really enjoy that. So we heard a couple of those kids. We heard the Frighteners starting to set out with And I Wouldn't Tell You This. We had the Fort Wrights with Blinding Light. Beautiful piano melody in that song, real nice, real chunky. Textbook, kids. Beautifully melodic, but pounding on the rhythm. That's the thing in this music. Everything is a rhythm instrument. Even if you are singing the sweetest Lilton singing, you know, melody, you are taking part in the rhythm sound. And we had Maddie Ruthless with Twist the Knife. Oh, some real nice girl dance hall sounds there. Yeah, that's right. We came on up to Montreal, back up here north of the border, with an old track from One Night Band from what I believe is their debut record. We had a cut called Right On in the Langue Francaise. And really, I got to get more of that. I got to get back on some homework. This is a whole scene that I was up to my eyeballs in for many years, many, many, many years ago. And you might have noticed that. If you're a fan and you're noticing when a lot of the stuff I'm playing is coming from. So I'm going to start. I'm doing my homework, and this Brooklyn Rocksteady is a real thrill ride homework assignment. Loving that. And so I'm going to start finding the new Rocksteady sounds for you kids out there. For this kid right here, I need it. I got to feed on it. Yeah. And we had lastly there, the Dubmatics from Toronto with U Roy and Cornell Campbell. With a track called She's in Love, and that's coming at you on their latest release, Rebel Massive, ladies and gents. We're going to get down with it now, because this Mad Boss DJ has been yammering and stammering far more than I need to be doing for your ears, and you want to hear some musical sounds and stylings, that I think that's why you've tuned into this here radio show. Is that correct, Aquapuss? That's right, Aquapuss. That is what they're here for. Yes, I think we should play some real old-time rocksteady music. Oh, you're getting real excited now, Aquapuss. All right, well, let's do it. Let's go to the good lady, Cecil Campbell. And this one, ladies and gents, is coming at you from the island. Back from the spirit of the day. Spirit of 68. I don't know what year this is. But we're going to the history books for this one, and I hope y'all enjoy it. And I want y'all to be cool. This is Cecil Campbell with Be Cool. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth on CFMH Local 107.3 FM.
You see me on the move, always on the move. I'm trying to keep Dive. If you ever turn, call me, come here. Here, girl, pick me, girl, come here. Where you think you're running to? Come, come, come here, baby.
Time to lick it back. It's time to get out of here fast. You heard in that. You heard in that last set of music. Some classics, some big hits there at the end. Desmond Decker with Pick Me Gal. The Melodians with Swing and Dine. And then before that, we were cooking with Slim Smith, Hip Hug, and Cecil Campbell and Be Cool. We're going to send you on out now with Monsters of Love and Sound. It's time. It's the end. It's the Ba Ba Boom Dub on Music Like Dirt.